President Bush had harsh words today for Democratic Senate leaders. The president accuses Democrats of endangering the nation's security by refusing to provide all the money he has requested for the Iraq War. He's also threatening to veto overdue domestic spending bills that are bigger than he requested. But there are signs of a compromise. NPR's David Wellner reports congressional Republicans may be ready to cut a deal with their Democratic counterparts.
President Bush chose to mark Congress's return by talking in the Rose Garden like a boss chewing out some delinquent employees. He warned that money is fast running out for the war in Iraq, but he continued to reject the $50 billion that the House has already approved for the war. That's because it sets a non-binding goal of having U.S. combat troops out of Iraq a year from now.
For Congress to insist on setting an arbitrary date for withdrawal would put the gains General Petraeus and our troops have made in danger, and that would threaten the security of our country.
The response from Capitol Hill was equally combative. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, who in the past has called President Bush a liar, stopped just short of doing so again today.
People know how I feel about his credibility, okay? I've been more explicit on previous occasions. Let me just say that the president is not leveling with the American people.
Reid insisted there's already enough money to keep the war going at least until March. Still, he said he'd try again this week in the Senate to bring up the $50 billion war funding bill the House passed. Senate Republicans filibustered it last month, but Reid said he sensed some GOP colleagues may not be willing to keep voting with the president on the war.
There's a general feeling that President Bush is unreasonable. The Republicans, I think, feel that way also. And that being the case, maybe there's some way we can work something out.
What that might be, Reid would not say, but his Republican counterpart Mitch McConnell warned against any strings staying attached to that war funding bill.
Any kind of surrender date or any kind of congressional micromanagement of the war, even if it were adequate on the funding side, is not going to get a signature, and we do need to get a signature here.
Still, Democrats are under a lot of pressure from their base to use congressional spending powers to bring troops back from Iraq. Massachusetts' Edward Kennedy rejected Minority Leader McConnell's demand for a so-called clean war funding bill.
Evidently, the senator from Kentucky wants to give a blank check to these Iraqi politicians. Continue your squabbles over there, and we'll continue to see the loss of American lives and American blood.
President Bush also reprimanded Congress today for its 11 unfinished annual spending bills.
Congressional leaders are now talking about piling the remaining bills into one monster piece of legislation, which they will load up with billions of dollars in earmarks and wasteful spending.
Still, Minority Leader McConnell suggested today that precisely such an omnibus bill could quickly resolve the funding fights.
Given the lack of time available, the best way to deal with the troop funding issue would be in the context of some kind of settlement on an overall omnibus appropriation bill, just in terms of the amount of time left.
McConnell said the Iraq war funding would likely be part of that omnibus bill. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.